910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. At the White Sand Space Harbor in New Mexico.
Really just a flawless and beautiful descent of Starliner today. Even heard some cheers and clapping in the background.
NASA TV marking the successful landing of the Boeing Starliner capsule. Safety concerns prompted NASA to bring that spacecraft back empty. Two astronauts who had been scheduled to return on the Starliner will now return to Earth early next year. There was a vigil tonight for the victims of this week's mass shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia. Among the speakers, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock.
This is every parent's nightmare. And so I had to be here with you in Winder, four dead, others injured, an entire community traumatized.
14-year-old Colt Gray has been charged with murder in that shooting. This is ABC News. Wynn Las Vegas will be paying out a record amount of money after being fined for how it was allegedly trying to attract foreign gamblers.
According to federal prosecutors in San Diego, Wynn Las Vegas admits it was illegally using unregistered money transmitting agents to circumvent the conventional financial system by using a roundabout way to transfer money to attract foreign gamblers to Wynn, allowing those gamblers to evade foreign and U.S. laws governing money transfers and reporting. Wynn is agreeing to pay over $130 million in a fine. The U.S. attorney in San Diego is saying that's the largest ever by a casino for an admission of criminal wrongdoing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An unusual September heat wave continues to pose health risks for those in the Southwest. Extreme heat watches and warnings are in effect for nearly 60 million people across Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and specifically Phoenix, which continues to break records for the most consecutive days above 100 degrees. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns, and if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A frost advisory tonight, mostly clear and frosty with patchy fog. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine, highs into the low 60s. Nice Sunday ahead, sunny and highs in the mid-70s. Highs in the 80s return next week.
Currently, it's 37.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
1984, be MAGA or else. Howdy ho, folks, and thanks for tuning in to my Hightower radio commentaries. And guess what? There's even more Hightower waiting for you online. Subscribers to my Substack newsletter, Jim Hightower's Lowdown, get commentaries, articles, interviews with progressive sparklies, live events, historical nuggets, and more. Go to jimhightower.substack.com to sign up, and you'll get more. That's jimhightower.substack.com.
This is Morgan Freeman. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Weekend here. A couple of news stories I wanted to share with you and some thoughts on them, and then I'll pick up your calls. Have kids and check out Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's solution to the child care crisis right now. You know, before Reaganism, one person working in a family could pay for, you know, a nice middle class home, buy a new car every couple of years, take a vacation every year, set aside enough money to have retirement and a pension, and put your kids through school. I know because I lived it. That was my dad. He worked in a tool and die shop for 40 years and, you know, bought a little house in Lansing, Michigan, and raised four boys, me and my three younger brothers. And, you know, that was the American dream. And then came Reaganomics. And, you know, Reagan went after the labor unions with a vengeance, took us from a third of us to being unionized down to around 10%, gutted the taxes that were suppressing an explosion of wealth on the top and keeping most of the wealth in America in the middle class. So suddenly the middle class started contracting and the people on the very top just got bloated. $51 trillion transferred from working class people to the very top. And so now it takes two, and in fact, you know, technically you could argue 2.3 full-time salaries to provide the same lifestyle that you could do in 1980 on one salary. The result of that is that a lot of working couples, where both people in the family are working, need childcare. And childcare can be very expensive. It can be $1,000 a month. I mean, it can be a lot of money. So what do we do? Well, Kamala Harris is saying, you know, the federal government should be subsidizing childcare, and, you know, via the states or even directly. We should be figuring out ways to do this. We should have pre-K, a national pre-K program, pre-K, you know, pre-kindergarten, which is basically what you might call childcare, except let's make it even better. Let's make it a little educational, and let's raise a generation of scientists and you know, geniuses, and let young people fulfill their potential. But J.D. Vance has a different idea. This is, you probably already heard about this, but this is just wild. He says, I think one of the things that we can do is to make it easier for family models to choose, or for families to choose whatever model they want, right? Now, he says, so one of the ways that you might be able to relieve a little bit of the pressure on people who are paying so much for daycare is to make it so that, you know, maybe like grandpa or grandma maybe wants to help out a little more. Maybe there's an aunt or uncle who wants to help out a little more. If that happens, you relieve some of the pressure on all the resources that we're spending on daycare. Yeah. Well, what happens if grandpa and grandma are dead, or they don't live nearby, or they don't have the energy to do it? Or, you know, speaking for myself, I'm a grandparent. I work 11 hours a day. You know, I mean, we love it when our grandkids come over, but I could, you know, neither Louise, I mean, Louise works 10, 11 hours a day too. We could not commit to, you know, being full-time daycare for our grandkids. You know, and I don't think we're unique, frankly. This is just crazy. But this is classic Republican, right? Just, you know, leave it to the free market or leave it, you know, it's laissez-faire. The government should not intervene. The government has no business making life better for average middle-class people. Rich people have it fine. They can afford child care. It's not a problem for them. Therefore, problem solved. Because we don't, you know, the Republicans don't care about the middle class. They really genuinely don't. They want their votes. They'll pander to them. They'll say, you know, to white working class men, look out, that black guy wants your job. Look out, that Hispanic guy is going to take your job. Look out, that guy's going to rape your wife. You know, they'll do all this BS to try to get people to vote for them. But when it comes time for their tax cuts, did you know if you make less than $200,000 a year, your taxes are going to go up this year? You know why? Because of the Trump tax cut. Trump paid for part of, and it's going to go up next year too. Trump paid, and it went up last year. Trump paid for part of the trillions of dollars that he gave billionaires by increasing taxes on people who make under $200,000 a year, which is almost all of us. So here it is. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, did Vance support the child tax credit? No, he couldn't even bother to show up for the vote. And every other Republican voted against it. And keep in mind, when Donald Trump was president, every year for 4 years, he proposed a budget that cut both Social Security and Medicare. That's going to really make it easier for grandma and grandpa to help out, right? When they're eating dog food or cat food. J.D. Vance, he's so smart. You know, all we need to do is harden our schools and call grandpa. Amazing. Meanwhile, Jessica Valenti over at jessica.substack.com, her brilliant newsletter, Abortion Every Day, she's talking about how back in February, now keep in mind, this is, what is it, September, and she says, back in February, I warned you, she said, here's what I wrote at the time, this is what I predict, we're going to start seeing more arrests. Now, what she's talking about here is Florida, is Ron DeSantis creating this special police squad. It's called the Election Crimes and Security Division, and it's a special group of cops who do nothing but look for black people who are voting illegally. Because if you're a felon, you can't vote in Florida. If you have any outstanding tickets, if you have any, you know, fees or things that you owe to the government, most people don't even know if they owe the government any money. And so, you know, it's fairly easy to find black people to bust. And that's what, you know, Ron DeSantis did that so effectively when he was running for re-election in 2022, that the previous midterm, 2018, there was 63% voter participation in Florida. For the 2022 midterm, just, what, 8-10 weeks after he arrested a whole bunch of black people and paraded them in shackles for the cameras, that voter participation in that election went from 63% 4 years earlier down to 54%. 9% drop. Why? Because black people were afraid to vote. So, anyhow, now they've got this ballot measure. This, I don't recall the measure, Amendment 4. And what it would do is it would place Florida under basically Roe v. Wade. It would say that you can have an abortion easily in the first trimester, with some difficulty in the second trimester, you have to have some legitimate reason, and not at all in the third trimester when the baby, the fetus is actually a viable, you know, can live outside the womb. Those were the rules. And that's what is on petition for. And so what Jessica Valenti was predicting back in February is that as we get closer to this time, you're going to start, because they're trying to prevent people from signing petitions to get this thing on the ballot, right? So back to her prediction. This is what I predict, she wrote. We're going to start seeing more arrests, followed by claims from right-wing media and state Republicans that the majority of voters don't actually support abortion rights. They'll use accusations of voter fraud, whether they're true or not, to quash ballot measures before and after voters have a right to say, have a say on abortion rights amendments. I hope I'm wrong, but it's definitely worth something keeping an eye on. That was in February, Jessica wrote that. Today, she writes, The Tampa Bay Times reveals that Florida's Department of State is examining tens of thousands of Amendment 4 petition signatures for potential fraud. Sometimes I really hate being right, she writes. Deputy Secretary of State Brad McVeigh contacted supervisors in 4 different counties to collect about 36,000 signatures to review. And you know, if they can find any of those signatures who are people who aren't registered voters, they're going to go out and arrest them, particularly if they're black or Hispanic. These, by the way, are signatures, these 36,000 signatures that they've got that have already been deemed valid. They've already been double-checked. The supervisor of elections in Osceola County, Mary Jane Arrington, says, I have never seen in my tenure a request like this. Well, we have seen things like this, Jessica points out, attacks on petition signatures before. In Montana, when there was a pro-choice measure, the Republicans went after the people who signed the petitions. In Arkansas, Republican leaders successfully kept abortion off the ballot by rejecting signatures that were actual voters. They just said, oh, well, they were collected by paid collectors. It's nuts. And finally, this story is not going away. At least I hope it's not going away. NPR is not going to let it go away. National Public Radio, the headline, Trump deputy campaign manager identified in Arlington National Cemetery dust-up. It turns out that one of the two people who tried to beat up an employee of Arlington National Cemetery, and we don't know yet anything about this employee. She may well be a member of the military as well. She may be a member of the Army because they have oversight over Arlington. But she was a staffer, in any case, at Arlington National Cemetery, that one of the two men who roughed up this woman was actually the deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump's reelection campaign and was one of the guys who helped organize January 6th. The two people that they've identified are Justin Caporal, C-A-P-O-R-A-L-E, and Michael Picard, like, you know, Jean-Luc. Who was a member, the deputy campaign manager is Corpala, and Picard was a member of Trump's advance team. Corpala is a former one-time aide to former First Lady Melania Trump, who left the White House to work for Ron DeSantis. Of course, he did before going back to the Trump campaign. And he was listed as the on-site contact and project manager for the Women for America First rally in Washington, D.C., on January 6th. That was the group that Ginny Thomas, I believe, was associated with that provided thousands of people for the January 6th, the Trump's January 6th speech and subsequent riot. So there you go. We know who the people are now. Next question, who is the person that they beat up? And, you know, the Stephen Chung, the Trump campaign spokesperson, who said that she was having a mental breakdown, this employee of Arlington National Cemetery. He says, I've got video to prove it. Let's see the video. Come on, Stephen, cough it up. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the Trump campaign would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs eat ink. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Do you feel that spark inside, burning bright and true? A voice to raise, it's all up to you.
In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that fire in the belly?
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Kevin in Cedar Lake, Indiana. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey,
Tom. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well.
So far, so good.
I heard from reliable sources that you are going to be on panel tomorrow with Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Is that correct?
That's correct, here in Portland. It's sold out
well,
now, though. It is sold out now.
Okay, well, I'm in
Although
Indiana.
Although you're in Indiana,
I'm
so.
I'm going to hop on a flight and get there. I wanted to call in. I'm celebrating last month my 36th year of recovery from addiction.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And what I wanted to do is I had this sort of like a memory lapse, or actually a kind of like a flashback, more like when we were watching the lights with you guys at the DNC, and we were seeing all the different shades of colors and all that. I'm going, either my TV is messed up, or man, I am really having a flashback here.
Yeah, there was a scrolling message
yeah,
board in front of me.
Yeah,
there. Yeah.
It freaked me out for a while. The long and short of it is that I remember what a therapist told me when I was in my first 5 years, which is usually the time when you have the greatest possibility of relapse. And much like Betsy Kubler-Ross's five stages of grief, mm-hmm. He told me about the five stages of dysfunction. And I mm-hmm. wanted to share that with your listeners and your viewers.
Go for it.
The five stages of dysfunction are denial, confusion, conflation, projection, and transference. If you listen, see how they all form their own little negative feedback loops within themselves, you'll see the actual, you know, what the Trump cult does, what the gun cult does, what all forms of racism, white supremacy, you know, Islamophobia.
So you're arguing these are all essentially forms of addiction or
yes,
play out
exactly,
like addictions.
Exactly that. Addiction is not necessarily centered on the drug. The drug is the effect of the addiction.
No, I get that.
Addiction is the mental illness.
Yeah, Kevin, I have 45 seconds left before we're going to hit a hard break I can't control. You want to go through that list and explain it, or you want to? I mean, say whatever you'd like.
I
find it fascinating.
I wanted to share it, and I wanted to share the five stages of functional behavior:
okay.
acceptance, clarity, understanding, ownership, and transformation. Those are the positive feedback loops, and that's the reason why the DNC was such a truly spiritual event, because it emphasized. The joy of our existence and reality is healing, and that's what we need.
There you go. Wait, is there a website or author that I can find this information?
No. This guy was in Vermont 30 years ago, and I can't remember the guy's name.
You should write a book, Kevin.
I'm going to. I need a good author. You know anybody?
Not anybody who's got the time. But good luck, Kevin. Thank you very much for the call. And thanks for the information. That's great. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. At the White Sands Space Harbor in New Mexico.
Really just a flawless and beautiful descent of Starliner today. Even heard some cheers and clapping in the background.
NASA TV marking the successful landing of the Boeing Starliner capsule. Safety concerns prompted NASA to bring that spacecraft back empty. Two astronauts who had been scheduled to return on the Starliner will now return to Earth early next year. There was a vigil tonight for the victims of this week's mass shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia. Among the speakers, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock.
This is every parent's nightmare. And so I had to be here with you in Winder. Four dead, others injured, an entire community traumatized.
14-year-old Colt Gray has been charged with murder in that shooting. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more Black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Standing ovations are not uncommon at film festivals, but a 9-minute standing ovation is. That's how long the crowd at the Venice Film Festival clapped for Daniel Craig after his performance in a movie called Queer. The film is based on beat writer William Burroughs' novel from 1985. Craig plays an American expat living amongst a small group of Americans in Mexico who starts a relationship with Stark's character. The film is scheduled for release in the U.S. on October 6th. The new season of Dancing with the Stars is right around the corner. Some of the stars that will be dancing, as revealed on Good Morning America, include 90210's Tori Spelling, former NBA player Dwight Howard, kind of a reach, Pretty Little Liars' Chandler Kinney, Bachelorette star Jen Tran, model Brooks Nader, and actor Eric Roberts. Finally, a reason to watch Dancing with the Stars. Season 33 of the show premieres September 17th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A frost advisory tonight, mostly clear and frosty with patchy fog. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine, highs into the low 60s. Nice Sunday ahead, sunny and highs in the mid 70s. Highs in the 80s return next week. Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A majority agrees with the combination of opinions that the majority agrees with should define the center.
Right. I don't disagree with you, and let me just... let me dig this thing out here if I've got it quickly. Here we go. 69% of Americans support legal abortion. These should all be the center by your definition, and I'm not just right. and I'm agreeing with you. 72% of us don't own a gun. 90% of us want more gun control laws. 72% believe the climate crisis is real. 71% support labor unions. 79% want the rich to pay more taxes. 76% want a higher minimum wage. 70% want legalized marijuana nationwide. 73% want student loan debt relief. 65% want term limits on the Supreme Court. 84% want free pre-K. 69% support same-sex marriage. 65% want to end the Electoral College. 89% want an end to gerrymandering. 70% want a ceasefire in Gaza. 72% want money out of politics. 70% of millennials say they vote for a socialist. And, well, I guess that's the list. I mean, bottom line, all these things that I just read to you are officially defined by the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR as leftist positions. But I agree with you, Kevin. They are the center. In fact, when we started the show 21 years ago, our slogan was the radical middle. And we kind of discarded it because nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. But I completely agree with you.
Well, I think there should be a web page, something like Snopes, that displays the opinions that define the center.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a way to see where each candidate stands on each issue.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I'd love to see, those kind of rankings. I mean, we had those years and years ago, and now it's all turned to mush. Kevin, thank you. Well said. Very well said. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, how are you doing these days?
Oh, pretty good, Tom.
Get a new dog?
A couple things. Yeah, she's doing great.
Great.
Fantastic. Smart dog. I miss Wolf a lot, but she helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got a couple quick things. We was in court this morning. They sentenced those three guys that burnt my shop down. Two of them got 8 years, and the kid that was the driver, he got 5.
Wow. Did they haul them off right then and there, or are they out on appeal?
No, they're gone.
Wow.
I don't know if they're going to appeal it or not. It was kind of cut and dried, I mean, like I said, the youngster rolled over on them and told what happened. Shut the case up right there.
Yeah, it's just a
anyway,
tragedy.
The other thing is, I don't know if you remember, it's been a year ago, but I called you and was telling you about how EBT was messing with me about getting my food stamps on. They send you a packet every time they want you to renew.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, long story short, they did it to me again. They sent me the letter that said I needed to, re-up my case, but they didn't send the packet. So it all had to be done by August 15th. August 6th, I finally got a hold of somebody. If you ever have to call that family services thing, it's a minimum of an hour wait on hold.
Right.
Welcome to the government.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy said he was
the underfunded government.
Yeah, I suppose so. If it's Florida or the federal, I don't know. Florida, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy said, I'm going to mail you a packet this evening. That was August 6th. Never came. Another hour or two on the phone. They were supposed to mail me another packet. Well, this had to be done by September 3rd. Well, I received two packets on the 28th. There's no way I could have mailed it back in time. So, here we go again.
So at what point do you just show up at their offices and say, here I am, let me fill these things out? Or is the office far away from you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's clear down in Panama City. But anyway, I just wondered if any other, you know, older person in Florida is going through the similar thing, because, you know, two times in a row, I don't know if they're just picking on me. I don't think so.
Well, red states are notorious for trying to screw people who are on food stamps or any sort of government assistance. I mean, they don't believe it.
Medicaid and Medicare is next, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you count on it. If Trump wins this election, Medicare, they're going to change. First of all, they're going to make Medicare Advantage the default. So, you know, within 5 or 10 years, there will no longer be any Medicare. It'll all be private insurance. And they want to hand Social Security off to Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, that's their big plan. So
yeah, I truly believe that's true.
No, that's what they say is true. I mean, they don't name the banks, but they definitely want to privatize the systems. You know, the free market's more efficient, don't you know?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom, thanks for the report, and you know, you put it out there. We'll see if anybody in Florida has any experiences with the whole EBT thing. And we'll see. All righty. Good to hear from you, Tom. Glad that you're feeling better, and your dog is you've got a new dog there. That's good, and that those guys got sentenced. I mean, it's just terrible that they would burn down your shed, you know, because they don't like your politics. I'm just astonished. Just, it's so sad.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Good talking to you. Karen in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good program.
Thank you.
I have a regular, an easy sort of opinion that I need from you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know how the Republicans are getting rid of a lot of would-be voters because their signatures, so-called, don't match?
Mm-hmm.
What about fingerprints?
Well,
they can't argue with that.
Yeah. This is just, Karen, this is just an excuse to bump people off the voting rolls or not count their votes. It's got nothing to do with reality or identity or, you know, anything that has any integrity at all. You know, I would not play their game. I think the whole thing is wrong. I just, you know, they just, you know.
So you don't think they would ever allow that?
Well, they might, on the theory that most people don't have a fingerprint pad sitting around or don't know how to do their fingerprints, or, you know, I mean, if they could figure out that using fingerprints instead of signatures would drive up the number of people whose votes were disqualified, they'd probably jump on it. But, I get your point.
I was thinking, like, maybe at the age of 17, you know, most people have fingerprints on file anyhow. As a nurse, I had to be fingerprinted. I know the police are. I know the firefighters.
Yeah.
And a lot of unions and stuff. So a lot of people already have.
A lot of people, yeah. But I don't think most Americans are fingerprinted. But I get your point. Karen, I got to move along. But thank you for the call. Keep thinking. I like the way you think. Okay. Thank you. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. I'd like to see the Democrats, the Harris campaign, really attack Trump as a criminal, which he is. Mm-hmm. Anybody with half a brain knows he's a criminal. He committed crimes to try and stay in office last time, mm-hmm. and I sincerely believe he will commit more crimes to gain office again.
And he's a career criminal,
nothing.
By the way. They need to insert an adjective there, career.
Right. He will stop at nothing, because he knows if he loses, he's going to have to leave the country. That'll be his next move. He'll fight his trials from Saudi Arabia or Dubai.
Well, that's what he told Elon Musk,
Venezuela.
That he was going to move to Venezuela.
Right.
If he lost.
Right, but instead of Harris spending so much time in front of the main media, where she has the entire audience of the country talking about programs that are really dependent upon congressional action that to pass, she should just say, "I am the law and order candidate. Donald Trump is a criminal, and he will commit more crimes." She should drive that home. That should be the first line out of her mouth every time she goes to a podium, because it's true. Trump is a criminal, and he will commit more crimes.
Yeah.
He will stop at nothing.
Sadly, Brian, here's the political reality. most Americans are not going to vote based on whether or not Trump is a criminal. They're going to vote based on what they think the candidates are going to do for their particular economic circumstances. More than half of Americans live hand to mouth. More than half of Americans cannot survive a $1,000 expense, unexpected expense. Almost 40% of Americans can't withstand a $400 unexpected expense. And so the candidate who actually convinces voters that they're going to strengthen Social Security, that they're going to build Medicare, that they're going to expand Medicaid, that they're going to expand unionization, that they're going to raise the minimum wage, that they're going to make it easier to buy a new home, that they're going to make it a lot easier to start a business, a small business. Those are the candidates. Those are the kind of campaign pitches that will actually motivate people to get out of their house, in their car, drive to the polling place, and pull the lever. Just saying that the other guy is a crook isn't going to do that. I agree with you that it's something that she needs to be saying all the time, and she does, by and large. But there's a reason why candidates pitch policy. So, Brian, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. I love Brian's point, though. I mean, we literally have a criminal, a convicted criminal, running for president against a prosecutor. What irony.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment,
Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. You know, I used to have a mail order business years ago. I would have loved to use ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM for your free 60-day trial. ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. In
the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun, together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight.
51 minutes past the hour. Tag, you're at Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Lawrence, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Oh, thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure. Oh, but first, I just want to say you had a caller a couple of days ago. He was unaware of how Reagan's trickle-down economics work. And if he's listening, you did a piece on it on your show about 7 or 8 years ago. You broke it down. You had callers call in. It broke down Reaganomics. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I follow and I've been following Kamala Harris for years and years. And it's one thing about the Democrats. The Democrats never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. She will buckle, and I'm talking about the debate now, and I hope to God she doesn't, but Trump in his infantile mind, she will buckle when he goes into the affair between Willie Brown and Kamala Harris. She will break instead of having a good rebuttal for that. And that's the first thing.
I guarantee you she's ready.
Punch. Oh, man, I hope you are correct, sir. I hope you are correct. It'll be a 1-2 punch. It'll be that, and then it'll be Afghanistan. And then this goes to your last caller. And I respect you, Tom, but what you just told that caller before last was word salad when he was trying to tell. He was saying, she's a prosecutor. You have to go prosecute. And then you gave a lot of facts and figures, and I appreciate them. They are correct. Averages about 70% of people care about the economy. Well, if this were the case, why is it then that the polls are so close? Because it's evident that Trump has no economic plan, but the polls are close. So therefore, it has to be something else. And I think your last caller before last, he identified it. It is that the Democrats are not out there saying this guy is a criminal. And she has to look at the camera and directly at the camera and say, look, ladies, if you want to vote for this guy, you're going to allow men to control your body. And then she should say, look, If you don't want to vote for me because you align with Trump because you're maybe racist, I don't care. Then you need to look at how you stand, how you're living. You can hate me, but look at how you're living. She's got to prosecute this guy. Yeah. And no word salad is going to stop it.
I get your point, Lawrence. I get your point. But I do think that about 40% on the Democratic side, 40% of the electorate on the Republican side is just always there. It's baked in. It's never going to change. And then you've got another 5 or 6% on both sides that are kind of squishy that can switch back and forth. And then you got this 5 or 6 or 7 or 8% in the middle that I call low information voters. They're people that just don't pay attention to politics, don't pay attention to the news. They listen to music and sports, and they kind of make their decision, within the last 2 months of the election. And there's no shortage of studies that suggest that those people are principally motivated by economics. And that's where this election is going to be won or lost.
Well, let's
you can call it word salad if you want, but I don't think it is.
No, like I said, I don't mean any disrespect.
No, I get it. I can take it.
Because the polls don't match up to that. I mean, how can you be this close? Imagine if Barack Obama had all these indictments. Would you think the polls would be this close if Barack Obama had all of these indictments? Or even if Joe Biden was still in office, would you think the polls would be this close? And that can't be all economics or all feel good. That's got to be something else. And you pointed it out about 30 minutes ago. His party is a racist, misogynistic party. And unless you counteract that, then we got to win before we can start talking about the economy.
I agree that we need to break through on that messaging. And I think that even what happened today where, Trump tried to appeal the E. Jean Carroll verdict, and it looks like this appeals court's going to say no. Of course, he'll take it to the Supreme Court then. But it was another day, another bad day for him in the news cycle. And then, earlier you had Judge Mershon say that he's going to sentence him on the 26th, which is another reminder for everybody that Trump is a criminal. So, yeah. You make good points, Lawrence. Thank you very much for the call. I'm out of time here. Good talking. And thanks for being with us today and this week. We'll be back tomorrow or Monday. Actually, Monday, Jefferson's going to be filling in for me. I'm going down to L.A. for the grand opening of Greg Palast's new movie. I'll be back here on Tuesday. So be good to Jefferson on Monday. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Sprost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verdi, and Mark Thoman. All the great folks who work on this program, and thanks to you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you next week.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT...
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.